USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are rumors of a possible recession ahead, but new jobs numbers are now out, and they're solid, says BNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Boucher.
We did see a bit slower job growth. We had small job losses in manufacturing. That sector's been weak lately. But still, I think it's indicative of a good labor market, and it's a good time to be looking for a job right now.
Employers added 13,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate is at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Police say reports of a man with a gun led to the lockdown of three college campuses in South Florida this morning. Officers found the man who say he only had a toy gun. The Supreme Court is adding an abortion case to its election year docket. The justices have agreed to take up a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one clinic. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
President Trump speaking to some seniors in Central Florida yesterday after signing an executive order concerning Medicare. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
We will stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down.
The president turns his attention to the business of the American people and talks Medicare issues with seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
President Trump signing an executive order Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction.
This order is the latest step in my administration's drive to ensure the world's best health care for all Americans.
He tells senior citizens living at the Villages in Central Florida.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
U.S. Coast Guard is loosening its tattoo policy, announcing on Thursday it wants to boost recruiting and hopes this will help. It also comes after other branches of the military have moved to allow more tattoos. The Coast Guard doesn't currently limit the number of them, but restricts where on the body they can be. New rules include one to allow a single tattoo on each hand, with certain restrictions, as well as chest tattoos, as long as they don't go past the collar of a dress uniform crew neck T-shirt. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.